time for us to talk some college football. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Visit them online at creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. We're joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Congratulations on another big win. Way to make that homecoming crowd go home happy.
Absolutely, yeah. Always good to win on homecoming. And then, you know, to beat an opponent like Monmouth was a great accomplishment by our players and coaches. Really excited that we were able to come away with the victory, and really like how our players fought the whole game.
Yeah, and a number of things that went well for you in that game. Let's start with the defense. Monmouth came in with a high-powered offense, best in the conference, the nation's leading rusher, and you did a tremendous job, your D, in shutting down that run game and keeping Sheridan really contained, especially between the tackles.
Yeah, I thought the defense was outstanding. We had that first drive where they really went down the field, and then for them to respond and come back and play stout the rest of the game was really, it showed growth a lot in the players and their confidence of playing with each other. So, that was huge, just keeping him under 100 yards rushing, and then keeping the team to 112 was a huge accomplishment.
And Kyrie Manns honored for his efforts. Why not? 11 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, a forced fumble, named the conference co-defensive player of the week.
Yeah, Kai has really stepped up the last 2 weeks. Last week he was our special teams player of the game, and this week he was our defense player of the game, and then got recognized by the conference. So really doing a nice job of owning his role and being productive in it.
Also a huge play on the defense, one of many he made on the day by Bugs Brown with that pick six.
Yeah, Bugs, good to see him get the interception and take it all the way in. We scored on each of our turnovers, obviously one defensively, but the other two we scored on offense when we got the ball back. So those played a key role.
And the offense did the job again. The game plan worked awfully well as you established that run, used a lot of different people, and again, Joe Fagnano, very, very efficient when he threw the ball.
Yeah, Joe really did a nice job. I mean, showing his toughness, even on some fourth down runs, seeing him convert and his awareness of where the sticks are. He keeps drives alive when he does that. So he's been, he's been steady all year and then played through some injuries and really just been a guy who shows up every day.
And speaking of playing through injuries, boy, your offensive line has been banged up, but they stood tall again on Saturday.
Yeah, we've been challenged there. This has been a year where midway through, but a year where we've had to play a lot of guys, and guys have played different roles and different positions, but just kept working and we've gotten to each Saturday feeling confident with the group that we have.
Special teams has been at strength all season long, and you really came up big there with a number of big plays by Vince Thomas. Again, a great job by Brian Cooey in flipping the field, and Cole Baker absolutely dead on.
Yeah, I was really pleased with us being able to, again, play with good field position. I thought Jacob Henney did a nice job catching the ball on getting positive yards. He had one 16-yard return. He had one 18-yard return. Brian's been solid, and then Cole Baker, to see him bounce back from last week on the missed field goal, this week he was perfect in all of his extra points and field goals.
And Jacob Henney with a huge play on that onside kick.
Yes, absolutely. I could tell he had a focus about him, and that was felt throughout the game.
Well, so now you sit at 2-4 overall, 2-1 in the conference, back-to-back wins, and it's back on the road this week against a Stony Brook team that's in search of their first win. That's always a little scary when they've got that W in the win column, because we know traditionally this has been a tough program and always a physical game with Stony Brook.
Absolutely. I mean, this is going to be a game that will be challenging. They're a tough opponent. They're a physical opponent. They'll fight to the end, and they have really done that. And I think I was looking at their record, their combined opponent or record is 15-6. And they have every opponent they've faced this year outside of the first two had winning records. you know, and so they played UNH, they played William & Mary, they played Richmond, they played Fordham, which are all having tremendous years. So they've played a challenging schedule. And, you know, we know that we're going to get their best, and, you know, they're going to be feeling like they can get back on track against us. So, you know, we got to go down there with a chip on our shoulder and continue to show the growth that we've made over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you have to feel good as a staff, because I feel like each of the last 2 weeks has been better than the previous week. You're playing your best football right now and headed in the right direction, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, we just look a little bit more in sync right now. Like we're playing together. You know, we have a better rhythm about us. We have more personality to us. You know, winning helps that. You know, we have a better energy about us, which is great. And it's coming from the players, which is huge. And you know, that's the most important part, is it has to come from the players.
Well, Jordan, congratulations again on the win. Hope it's another great week of practice. And we'll see you on the plane come Friday morning.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich. We'll see you Friday.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, helping you take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. The experienced team at Creative will work with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.